Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Semi-Functional Rejects. And this is our podcast. I am joined here tonight with...
Sierra.
Noah.
And I am Shane. We're going to be just spitballing ideas about, well, this podcast and what we could do for next episodes. And feel free to listen if you like what you hear. Anyways, back to what we're talking about.
Excuse me. Oh, so Sierra... What were we talking about?
I already lost my thought. But anyways, we watched Aquaman today.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a really good movie. I was really impressed. But I do have to say, before we even start this, I was not worried about the film the second I saw James Wan's name on it. I was not worried.
I was. Because it's fucking Aquaman.
You mean DC?
No, it's DC.
It's Aquaman. It's Aquaman.
What, the most boring fucking superhero they can make a movie out of.
For the longest time,
DC's
at least.
DC's got Toad.
Snack in the
they got Raven.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
They have Cyborg.
Raven's so dope.
They made a movie out of Aquaman.
What about Starfire?
Or even Starfire.
They did pick Jason Momoa. He did a really good job.
I don't care if they picked Jason Momoa. It's
but
fine.
I'm saying they picked a good Aquaman.
I'm talking about character-wise. They chose one of the most boring characters they could have chose.
Agreed.
I mean, it fits
but
the role pretty good,
Justice
though.
Justice League, and that's the only reason they made a movie about him.
So is that alien nigga with the green head.
What?
Oh, the alien guy.
I know exactly
the
who
green
you're talking
guy.
About. I know who you're talking about.
Oh my god, what's his name?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But I'll say that movie had some fucking grade A visuals, man. That shit was beautiful.
On that
4K was sexy, man. Oh, it was such a pretty movie.
It was pretty good.
It was epic.
But anyway,
AF.
In this Boy. Podcast, what we should do.
Oh, yeah, huh? That's what.
Man, is we should all watch a movie that neither one of the other has seen. Only the person watching it.
What if the only person's only seen it, like, one time and they're impartial to what they. Like, they don't know what they decide about it. Like, they don't know how they feel yet.
No. I think we should watch a movie the other person has. Other people on the podcast have not seen.
At all. That's going to be hard, but we're going to
do it. No, it's not. There's so many movies out there. Even if you've never seen it.
I know what movie I'm going to do. Kung Pao. Enter
the
Dress.
I refuse to watch it.
It doesn't matter. My job will
He's
be
trying to convince
to
you
convince
to watch
you
it.
To watch it. And holy shit, you're going to have to listen
He's
to
not
it.
Wrong.
Oh my god, I never thought about this. I went full Seth Rogen there. Sorry, guys. Wow.
I don't watch Kung
Fu. Fucking wow!
What was that?
I'm trying to fucking see.
Jesus.
I don't watch Kung Fu movies.
That's just it. It's not Kung Fu. It's just because the original makers of it were Japan. And
Japanese.
Kung Pao Enter the Fist is the name of it. They just dubbed over the face with an American actor.
You know they're making another Kung Pao, right?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Enter the Fried Chicken?
Kung Pao 2.
I like Kung Pao Chicken, bro. For real, though.
Sick.
I do.
No, they're not. Don't even lie. They miffed about it. The movie's so epic, dude. Oh my gosh.
You ever seen Big Trouble in Little China, dude?
No.
Shh.
Wait, if we're going to continue, are we going to do this idea for tomorrow?
Wait a minute. You've really never seen Big Trouble in Little China with Kurt Russell?
I have not.
Shane, you would love that movie.
Yeah.
You really would. You would really love it. It's cheesy. It's fantastic. There's kung fu in it. It's great. It's fucking great. You need to watch this movie. I will find it for you. I'm honestly surprised I don't own it. It's fantastic.
You need it in your Voodoo collection?
I'll get it.
$5 to buy.
It's an old movie. It won't be expensive.
$5 to buy.
What?
Big Trouble Little China. Actually, I can find it in the $5 bin at Walmart.
See? $5. Well, that's a DVD.
It's an old movie.
I don't like kung fu movies.
It's not a kung fu
movie.
That's just
it. It's just the name.
I'm going to pull up a trailer so you can watch this ridiculous trailer right now. It's so... Have you ever seen Big Trouble? I thought I showed it to you.
No, I refuse to watch it.
This is marriage, folks.
In a nutshell. Fuck you, I don't want to. Well, I want you to. No.
It's freaking Kurt Russell.
I don't give a shit if it's Johnny Depp.
Yes, you do. Because if it was Johnny Depp, you'd watch it.
No, I wouldn't.
It's Johnny Depp.
There's kung fu fighting in it.
I think this is an actual clip.
What's that?
So good. So good. So good, man. Yeah. So cheesy, so cringy, so good.
Are you telling me this is not a kung fu movie?
It is.
Because that's Raiden.
This is like some Mortal Kombat shit right here.
You thought you had seen the last of me. But you killed my father.
Okay, well, I guess now I know what movie I'll have for next podcast.
Raiden looking motherfucker.
I can't believe you guys have never seen Big Trouble.
That just
Little
made
China.
Me want to get that new Mortal Kombat when it comes out.
Same.
I'm buying it.
Same.
I'm buying it.
I do want to play
get that.
That
Fighter's Pass. Boy.
I'm buying that movie.
Game. I got
fuck
you.
Fuck yeah, dude. If they made a new Mortal Kombat movie, I'd be so down.
If they picked like a full new cast,
y'all saw
and
the first
that
one, right?
Shit, it would be legit. Dope.
Yes, that it was so
dope.
Bad and so great.
Dope.
We own it.
The yeah. first one?
We own the first two.
Do we really?
We own the.
There's only
pack.
Two, right?
No,
yeah.
We don't.
Yes, we do.
You're lying. Prove it. We don't own those.
Sit on a throne of lies.
We must have put them back before because
we don't own them. We've watched them.
Go back to your home on Whore Island.
Dirty pirate hooker.
You dirty pirate hooker.
Well, your hair is bad. Fucking love Anchorman.
I can't remember what he says. Do you, either of you remember what he says when he's going to do that cannonball
I've
into the pool?
I've only seen that movie once.
Are
no,
you serious? That is such
other,
a fucking
we,
good
we
movie.
We watched it the other day.
I've only seen it once.
No,
I honestly
didn't.
Thought about the other...
I didn't watch Anchorman.
Oh, I watched it then.
Yesterday I was going to say we should watch it.
Oh, I will watch Will Ferrell every day, all day. I don't even care. Get it, don't play that shit. Will Ferrell's a hero. A comedic genius.
On a side note, I saw Seth Rogen take a gigantic hit today.
I watched it too.
And he did cough. So, I don't feel like a bitch.
Of course you're gonna cough.
Well, it was that one where he flips it over, right? It's the fucking hourglass.
It's a gravity
bong.
It's a water.
Really?
It's
yeah.
a gravity bong. It's shaped like an hourglass.
It's
you
dope.
Light it and it pulls and you flip it over and as you light it pulls the water through the bottom of the hourglass
yes.
and it fills it.
Well, no, you just let it sit there and the water drains from
yeah,
the top.
That's what I'm saying.
And it filters and then when you're ready to flip it, that's when you're ready to hit it and it fucking jumps out at the tube.
That's super cool. I want one.
I'm gonna show you that video.
Yeah, I wanna see that.
It was honestly I love those. When I see celebrities doing it, I'm like, oh, look at him.
They're just like everybody
He's
else.
He's just like me, with way more money, though.
Do you see how big this goddamn flame is?
Can
I'm
you
gonna
adjust
take
that?
My eyebrow. No, I can't.
Yeah, yeah mine's
take
regular.
Take my eyebrows off.
It's Clipper, man. They got that strong. What is this?
The video.
are we sure? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's this one.
He's lighting it at the same time.
Oh, that's what's up.
Look how yellow and still that smoke is, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it's
all
good, though.
That's why
is.
He coughs. It's still as fuck. It's not straight in.
You're so crazy.
Yeah, boy.
That's
get
my man
that.
Right there,
get
dude.
It.
Yes.
That's a big hit, too.
That would hurt so bad.
I love Seth Rogen.
I want to get a vaporizer. That'd be dope.
It would be pretty cool.
Buy one. They're like $200.
Like, yeah, you can get them at Smoke Away.
There's the ones that are they're a triangle. And
I'm going to pee again. I'm worried if I cough, I'm going to piss.
Jesus
my
Christ,
pants.
Woman.
It's a triangle.
I'm going to mom bladder, okay?
It's a triangle. And you clip the clear plastic bag onto it, and you load your bowl. You just press the button, and the bag fills up with clear, pure THC.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
They're expensive, but they're cool as fuck.
I mean, unless I'm going to be smoking inside, there's not really a purpose out of them.
It's pure THC.
No, I'm saying the machine's vaporizers. There's no point in me getting one unless I'm
going
to be getting
it inside. I wish I could smoke, but I can't.
I know. It's not even that. It'd be weird smoking with Lily in the house.
Oh, I wouldn't let you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't. Stop it. Jeremy, turn that down, goddammit. It's going to be loud as fuck on this podcast, boy. Oh, chill out, doggo. Don't bark, please. Please do not do the barko.
She heard me going like this on my stomach.
She's like, I'm being summoned?
Foo Fighters have announced a tour with Weezer and Tenacious D.
Wait, what?
Let's go.
Wait, what?
You heard that right.
Okay, we need to go just for the experience of that.
I'd be down.
When's this? Tenacious D, get the hell out of here.
When is this? I need this in my life. It's like, wait, there might be a little bit more.
Let's go to that.
I'm down.
When is this?
God
damn it, Jeremy.
Who did you place playing with Asking Alexandria when they come?
I don't remember, actually.
Because it's not important.
Exactly.
We totally dropped the whole Aquaman thing, didn't we? Like, instantly.
That's not even a new movie, though, like.
It isn't?
Fake news. Old news, I mean, not fake news.
It's kind of new.
Fake news.
On DVD. Fake
news.
It's been in the theaters already.
I ain't seen it. It was new to me.
Like, new would, I feel like we'd be talking about, like, movies that have, like, just come
new,
to theaters.
New, like time is relative.
Us, Dumbo, things like that.
Yeah. He, she, me,
and, like,
Wumbo.
Excuse me, but what year are we living in that we 19. Have Dumbo, Lion King, and Toy Story in theaters again in the same year?
They planned this.
We went back to the fucking 90s, bro.
This
we
is
totally
literally.
Did.
We all died in 2012.
You know
we
were that
somehow
those three
sent
were
to
in theaters
a,
together
mirror
the
universe.
First time, right?
What?
Those three were actually in theaters together the first time?
Were they?
Yeah.
It was totally planned then. They're like, you know what? This has been in the works for about 30 years now.
Right?
We think it's
Tim
finally
Burton's
time.
Dumbo is going to be so fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be legendary.
So fantastic. He's got a great cast.
Who?
Tim Burton's Dumbo.
We'll see.
Whatever. You got Michael Keaton. You can't fail with Michael Keaton. And you got Danny DeVito. You got the chick from, I can never remember her name, but Penny Dreadful, the Home for Miss Pelgrim's Children or something like that.
It's a really good. Do we have that movie?
Yes, of course
we do. You
need
to watch that.
What?
Home for Peculiar
I've
Children
seen that.
Or,
I've seen
I don't
that.
Know what it's called.
It's really
yeah, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Well, she's in it.
Something, some for Peculiar Children.
Miss Pellegrin. Children.
Miss Peppergreen or
no,
some
it's
weird. Some stupid ass name.
It's a book. Never read the book. Only watched the movie. I heard the book is really good though.
Yeah. Come here.
Most of the time it's better.
Till September 8th. Or actually, I think it's the 6th. I'm sorry. September 6th. Let me just double check that really quick, folks. Yep.
What?
September 6th. It Chapter 2 will come to theaters.
I thought it was coming out in August.
No. They're releasing it literally. It's only like a day or 2 day difference from the first year's release.
It's going to be garbage.
How dare you?
What did
you
just say? You.
I'm trying to trigger you.
It is not going to be fucking garbage. Jesus.
It's because the child actors aren't going to be in it anymore.
They are going to be in it.
Flashbacks.
Okay.
Because.
Or if they're flashbacks, then are
they
flashbacks?
Be in it.
Good, you read the book. They're constantly flashing back in that book.
Constantly. It takes forever to get through a goddamn scene, that fucking book. Christ, just to get to Georgie dying took, what, 50 minutes?
I think I honestly... 44-hour-long
book.
I know, it was, yeah, it was... No, was it 44?
44 or 45.
I honestly think my favorite scene in that whole book, like, of Pennywise attacking a child, is when he took Conqueror on, and he turned into the creature from the Black Lagoon... Fucking the description of him choking the kid or whatever.
It's
like,
a messed
it's intense.
Book. It's a messed
it's intense,
up book.
Yeah.
Such a good book.
I was honestly truly disturbed.
Oh, no, yeah.
That book.
It was great. Fantastic.
I was sitting there doing dishes for about like an hour and a half back there by myself, either on my JBL speaker playing and I'm hearing it while I'm doing dishes. It was fucking epic, or I had both headphones in. Oh,
I have my
dude, I'm just
in
it was so
at
nice.
Work. It took me a week of work to listen to that book.
I need to get through Pet Sematary.
Do you still haven't finished it?
No, because my problem is listening to audio. If I had the physical book, I could sit down and read it. It's just that I don't ever want to put that headphone in, and especially because I chase Lily around all day. Chasing a 3-year-old with a headphone
in. You need some pods.
She has.
I have Bluetooth ones.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Why can't I use those? You don't use them.
Because you break all the fucking headphones.
You can try them, yeah.
Just take them out of your
pockets.
I
remember before when I bought them, they were disconnecting all the time.
I want to try them again.
Yeah, go for it.
Are they charged?
Yeah.
Break them out tonight.
Let me go get them right now. I know exactly where they are.
No, not right now.
I can go do this right now.
How much were those?
I spent $50 on those. Whew. I love them, though. There's no wires.
I have bought two new Samsung phones in the last year, right? Mm-hmm. I've upgraded twice. And I've gotten my good headphones that are $150 headphones that come with them two times. And I've washed them in the washing machine two times.
No, let me correct you. I've washed them because I don't check pockets when I wash clothes.
No, you should just not have anything. If they're already in the wind, if they're already in the dirty clothes.
But it sucks because they're such good headphones.
Have we learned from our mistakes? Headphones out of pockets?
Your wife doesn't check pockets unless you tell her to.
She's not a doubting housewife. She needs to be fucking taught a lesson.
No, that's not the problem. That's not the problem here.
Bitch, please.
I will teach her a lesson.
Listen here, sweetheart. Had enough of y'all.
Straight to the moon one day, Sierra. Straight to the moon. That show's about domestic violence.
Be okay, Mr. J.
Beer me, bitch.
Which one do you want?
I don't care.
Just a beer.
And that's how you talk to your women.
Frozen pina colada.
Say, beer me, bitch. And she goes. See? Bye. I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you walk away.
Amen, brother.
I'm just kidding. I'm a very nice person.
See, I want to talk about something, but I can't talk about something because I'm never recording, and people could listen, and if someone hears it, I don't want them to, like...
It's about a certain someone.
There's one more.
That I was recently talking about, and I was just watching them leave, and I'm like, yeah.
Is it a certain person?
No, yeah.
From a certain place.
Yeah.
Close to
with
here.
The place and the thing, you know,
What are we talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing, dude. Fucking...
Does it concern the women kind?
It's pronounced...
talking about women kind?
It's pronounced whammon.
Kidding, Dave. He doesn't want to talk about personal stuff. Remember our rule? What is that sound? Children, please plug your ears at this time. You're hearing a very illegal sound.
Yeah, just say that it's for tobacco, honestly.
Sold for tobacco purposes only.
And is used for such.
You are now here to hear a cough for 3.5 minutes.
It's literally just a... It's a hookah.
3.5 minutes later.
He's gonna try to take a big hit of hookah right now.
I'll go outside so you all gotta hear me die.
If you're not back in 10, we'll have to go give you CPR or something. We'll jumpstart you.
Well, are you gonna say something that happened over the phone?
No, not even like that.
Can I see a picture of this someone?
I mean,
is there a thing called Facebook?
I haven't looked.
You can look it up
yet.
On my phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just type in.
Let
said
me see. Let's see. See, I did have the spelling right the first time. I am not seeing such person.
Maybe it's a picture of said person's offspring. That's the profile picture.
You're not wrong. But I'm not seeing many of those either. I see a dog.
Type in Walmart after
that. No, stop, Jeremy. You're getting a little too specific here. No mas. We done.
Is it
I ain't looking
person?
Up no one. No, we went over this. We already looked over like the first three results.
I didn't look over the first three results.
I showed all y'all the first three results.
Is it this person?
No.
Is it this person?
No.
I almost shared that random person's picture.
Jeremy, why are you like this?
Is it this person?
I think that's the same person.
I don't know. Maybe she has two Facebooks.
I don't think so. Most people... I don't even know if most people don't. I can't even say that. I'm not most people.
Is said person a...
Person. Yes.
White person?
Jeremy? Just no mas.
Yes, sir.
Let's just skip.
On to the next subject.
Let's just no mas. I don't want to get... I don't want that trouble.
Yes, sir.
All right. So... Two fish are swimming... Like, in water, obviously, because that's where they swim, you know? And they're just swimming along, fucking minding their own business.
Yes, sir.
And out of nowhere, fucking, they hit a wall. They didn't even see it coming. They just hit a wall. fish looks at the other fish and he goes, "Damn."
Oh. He's got it. So, you want to hear the most metal thing ever?
Metal or meta?
Metal.
Okay.
There's this metal band called Mayhem.
It's a band? I thought that was a festival.
It's a band. There, it was a festival at one point, which is a very fantastic festival, which still went on. It's a band. And one time, I think it was either the guitarist or singer, they went to the house that they were staying in. And they walked in. He had committed suicide.
Jesus.
With a shotgun.
Jesus.
Do you know what these fucking satanic badass motherfuckers did instead of calling the cops?
What?
They took out their Polaroid camera and took a picture of him. And they used it as their album cover.
No, they didn't.
That's the picture they got. That is their album cover.
That's effed.
That's a metal.
Why?
Fuck.
That's so bad.
Oh my
god. How metal is that?
What's your favorite, not because it's scary, but favorite horror movie?
Oh my god.
That's a hard one, right?
The Fourth Kind.
Yeah?
You seen it?
Yeah, I've seen The Fourth Kind. That's the one where the front of the picture for it is like that lady hovering above her bed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a like fake documentary.
Yeah,
series,
yeah, it's one
movie
of those.
I thought it was really good because it had me convinced the first time I saw it.
You're like, that could be.
Yeah, it had me convinced the first time I saw it.
You're like, is this real, Mom?
Well, honestly, if I would have... Well, that's a sci-fi. Like a sci-fi horror because it's H.P. Lovecraft. War of the Worlds is really good.
Another really great fucking horror writer.
H.P. Lovecraft?
H.P. Lovecraft, yeah.
Yeah.
Another really good one. Mine is...
He's a classic.
Jesus. My favorite... non-actual scary horror movie, but just a good movie as itself, is the first reboot, the first remake, I should say, of, what is it called? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, with Jessica Biel. It's fantastic. Have you seen the original, though?
I have seen the original. We bought a pack that had, the pictures of the evidence, you know, and all that. Like, that tin, that really nice case that came with it. Yeah. And it came with the original.
Now that we're talking about it, one of my favorite, gory movies have to be Hills Have Eyes.
The first one?
It's grotesque.
It's a good one, though.
It's grotesque.
You just watch them getting picked off one by one, and I'm like, who's next? Who's fucking next? You can watch that after the podcast.
Favorite gore movie. That's a good one.
Why? What's your favorite just horror movie?
I can't even give you that. Yeah. I'm sorry. No. No. I can't.
No, she just watches horror movies all day.
You don't have one that you can... No. Like, one specific that you could just literally always watch forever.
Honestly, recently, it came out, constant.
Probably it.
I can constant watch that movie.
It'll be better once the second part comes out.
Nailed it.
Of a day.
The changes that they made were changes that totally made sense. Like having Ben be the one that found out about the history and not Mike. Like, that made sense because Ben was the one that wanted to, was into the books and shit.
Yeah.
It just made sense. Like, it was good changes, not bad changes, so.
I dig the fucking scene. But, I mean, how they kept it the same where the blood just covered the inside.
They can't
bathroom.
Fuck that up. That's like a...
I know, but
staple.
It was so... And the dad just didn't see it, and I'm like, oh, yes!
Because I love...
Because you don't know until it happens for the first time,
I love the Tim Curry It. I really do.
I appreciate it, and I love it, too.
But
those
this
are
guy
two different
followed,
movies.
After reading the book, because I finished the book maybe a week before I saw It.
We actually purchased the book just to read it before that movie came out.
I think
well worth it.
He followed it so much closer.
So, in my opinion,
Curry
I like them both.
No, the new movie.
I like them both, and I completely agree with you. And the way I would word that is, Tim Curry played a scary clown. Bill Skarsgård is playing Pennywise.
Yeah.
Totally different.
That is the difference. They
Pennywise
were both
is a fucking being.
Fantastic films. Tim Curry's It, Pennywise, was terrifying.
Because It is not even a clown, nor is he a spider.
No.
He's just a light entity.
Mm-hmm.
Older than man and
but
the
Tim
earth
Curry
itself.
But Tim Curry played more
light.
Off of that, like that,
from another
that
dimension.
Whimsical, like, clown humor.
Spoilers,
kind
by the
of,
way.
You know, and Bill Skarsgård's not doing
he's
that.
He's coming up in the next movie.
So. If you haven't seen it yet.
Or read the book.
You're probably poor. And you probably don't own a phone. And you probably can't listen to this podcast.
Not even true!
And you're deprived and stupid. Wow. So you need to watch it.
I don't stand for this. Wow.
It really, honestly, beyond that one, I can't say because that's my one.
She's been hooked on ever since she watched it.
Yeah.
She saw it in theaters
twice. But I'm saying, like, in the genre, the horror genre is my go-to every time.
Genre.
And the only reason I don't watch it as much now is just because I'm literally at home with a 3-year-old all day.
Oh my God.
I can't watch it.
It explains it so well. Dude, you're like literally all in black right now. Hair black, basically. You dig the horror shit, and I'm a goofy motherfucker, and that is what I like to have on in the background. Is some goofy shit. I'll have Trailer Park
this
Boys on.
This is the only
on.
Time I don't wear black, because I'm wearing a blue shirt right now.
You wear different color shirts. Everybody does.
I mostly have black.
So, yeah,
look at
same.
My wardrobe.
No, same.
I have like 3 shirts and I'm not black.
I have a lot of old. All of my black shirts are old except for like that go fuck yourself shirt.
I have to give my appreciation for horror movies. I have to give that to my mom. If it weren't for my mom, I would have never become so.
Well, there's also the Goosebumps where they had the puppet one or the ventriloquist doll one. Those
Slappy.
Fucked me up. Slappy,
Slappy.
Boy Slappy. Was. Scary.
But that's what I mean. It's like when we were in grade school, she's the one that bought us Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and she's the one that bought us the Goosebumps collection.
Audible Goosebumps.
I
wonder if they have it.
I'm gonna look that up. That's
look that up because that would be so.
You
awesome.
Can watch the entire series on Netflix.
Yeah, it's
right
on
now.
Netflix now.
Oh, yeah.
The entire television
series. I'm too
good
to watch that.
Okay.
Why have we not said this?
When that show came out on Netflix, I had to get my daughter's face. So I put it on. And actually, I actually have evidence in my phone. I sent it to you. Actually, let me see if I can find the picture as I'm talking about it, but...
She got pretty scarred during that Santa Clarita diet today when she started eating that guy. She's like... She was scared.
Like, no, it's just a zombie. It's just a zombie.
Oh, right here. Right here. This was her reaction to the theme song of Goosebumps.
Oh. That poor baby.
She's like, oh, God.
That
did
poor baby.
That?
No, I never posted.
Post it
that.
And say Lily experienced Goosebumps today.
For the first time. Yeah.
Like
that
great,
is
right?
Precious.
So I posted those.
Did you? I don't think you did.
I did, baby. I just didn't post all of them. Feel free.
Post
a lot
that.
Of good stuff in there.
Post that and say my Lily experienced Goosebumps for the first time.
Bro.
That bitch just wanted to go to Comic Con.
What?
My bitch went to Comic Con. She bought me tickets to Comic Con.
I did.
I was like, that's so dope.
We should plan a trip
to
San
Diego
Comic Con. The real Comic Con.
When is this?
I think it happens every year.
Your face is so funny. I'm sorry.
July?
I think it's in July. Oh, did you see that you're tagged Sierran?
That's so vague.
Phoenix Comic Con is coming.
Oh, dude,
no?
Jeff Goldblum's
Jeff
gonna
Goldblum's
be there.
Gonna
what?
Be there. Who else? There's a lot of big names.
There's a lot of fucking people.
What's his face from Lord of the Rings?
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood's
Elijah
gonna,
Wood's
be,
gonna
there.
Be there.
Just take a picture from afar.
The guy from Harry Potter, the nerdy looking one, Nev?
Neville Longbottom.
Yeah, he's gonna be there.
There's so many.
He's so enough. I
so
love Neville.
To be there, dude.
I loved his
I
character.
Want to go to Comic-Con
this year.
It's on the weekend.
I really want to go to FearCon this year. They're doing it.
I'm down.
They're actually doing it inside a convention center.
Just call off. I'll just call off one day. Fucking leave.
It's only like $30 for the weekend.
It's
cheap. It's
for a weekend.
Yeah, because you go. It's a shopping experience, and you want to go for a weekend so you can stand in lines and meet the people you want to meet and get autographs.
Okay.
Last time they did FearCon. They did it in a fucking...
Fear Farm. It was gay.
Yeah, they did it in Fear Farm.
Fear Farm was cool, like, 10 years ago.
But this time they're doing FearCon inside an actual venue.
I'll never forget. I'm on.
And then I actually, like, looked into it. They've gotten big. Like,
yeah.
they've become legit, and I need to go. It's not a question. I fucking need to go. I'm gonna go.
I'll never forget.
I hope I can go with my mom if I have
the
to.
The first time I went to... Fear Farm was 2008, and Slipknot Psychosocial just came out. 98 QBD was sponsoring Fear Farm, and all night, Psychosocial was playing, and it was epic as fuck.
We were at Fear Farm after 2008.
This is the first time I went.
Oh, first time you went.
This is the first time I went was 2008.
I thought you said last.
I went with Nick and Kelly. It was fun as fuck. It was so fun.
Oh, my first time I went to Fear Farm, I went with my dad and my sister. It's my mom. That poor child was like 6, 7.
Oh my god, Scarlett.
Oh, it was fucking great. She was crawling up my mom, so she had to walk out because she was unbearable. My dad's over there telling me that he clearly did too much acid as a kid because none of this shit's scary. He goes around jumping through the corn, fucking with people, coming out. He's like, come on, let's go in here. Let's fuck with these people behind us. Like,
I got stuck in that corn maze. We got
flipped
hour.
Off by a kid that was working there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he goes, ignorant, you can't teach, or what does he say? You can't cure ignorance or some shit like that. And she flicks him off. Flicks him off. She didn't flick him off.
You watched too much Trailer Park Boys. We'll flick him off. remember when we went together and your fucking ex was there? Scary.
Oh, yeah.
I was there with you.
Oh, he was
yeah,
there.
He was.
I was there with you guys.
And you guys know, like, you remember.
I was like, that's Josh.
I know, but I heard him way before both of you. You even remembered me. I was like, we can't go in there. Like,
he's in there.
He was in there. He was.
He ain't in there no more.
And then went to Fear Farm again. I would go again.
I wanted to put in those colored contacts.
But yeah, that totally threw me off that night.
You still have them?
I bought them and I'm sitting there. I'm like trying to put it in my eyeball.
Smoke shop.
They're not safe though because they're not fit for your eye and they can cause damage if they're the wrong eye size, which is why they're not good to use.
Is it expensive to get colored like contacts?
No, they're like, I think like 30
bucks, right?
30 to 50 bucks.
Yeah, that's not bad. Twallo has like, remember the manager?
Oh my god, I forgot about her.
They're creepy.
Yeah, it was weird.
Creepy.
I want to get him and put in the fucking spider web one that I saw. It looked dope.
She looks
because
like
I already
a
have
bitch.
Blue, so I just want to do
like a bitch that
a design.
Fucks you in the bed. She creeps me out, man.
That's so bad, Jeremy.
She looks manly though.
She's just a woman.
They look manly.
Man, I feel like a whammy.
They're just built thick. Yeah. I liked Wallow. She was a sweetheart.
She was nice. Sometimes.
No, she was a bitch. I fucking hate that bitch.
You also had bad luck with managers not liking you. Or people not liking you. Dora didn't like you. She fucking despised you.
Even Brian would tell me all the time, hey, man, you gotta get with your boy because I'm gonna have to let him go if he don't start. Like, how many times did I have to have a conversation with
you? I was
you
bad
like,
about
babe.
Calling you when I worked at Walmart.
I know you were, and Brian would straight up come tell me because
I lived
with my mom, and I didn't have to worry about bills.
And Bryant would. He would come to me because I was a manager, not anything that could help Jeremy, but
I was a good
still,
worker. I just had bad work.
He would just come. He'd be like, you got to get with your boy because
same.
Eventually
See,
I'm going to have to do something.
That's how I am about work. I'm like, you know what? I might call out. Who cares if I call out occasionally? But when I am there, you get nothing but 100% or more. Yeah. And it's good work. So I know you can't complain at the quality of work.
But I don't call out my new job.
That's good.
I have
Walmart's a joke.
Walmart is
a
joke.
I
don't.
2.5 years before I called in.
And they still gave you shit about it.
You also. And now they do. Now Walmart Associates do. But before, when you and I worked
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
it
was the time you used
that. No, not no. just that. There was no incentive to not call in.
Yeah.
Now there's an incentive to not call in added to the bonus.
That, was that they lowered before. The points by like 4.
Yeah, before you had fucking 18 a year, like that's
it was 9.
No,
before
if you
this.
But if you counted it through the whole year, you technically
yeah.
had what 16 absences through the whole year.
Yeah,
yeah.
Before you would get fired, like that's a lot. That's lenient.
A no call, no show now does 4 of your 5 points.
That really? Oh, it did when I worked
yes.
there too. It did when I worked there. Took 4 of your 9.
That's fucked, dude.
Your friend's seeing demo right now.
Gonna be fantastic.
I'm too down to go to Comic Con though. I want to go to the, if you say like the real. Oh no, though, because then there's one there. When's the one in Phoenix?
Okay, but the one in Phoenix
oh,
is nothing like.
It's big. It's at the convention center.
No, I know
it's
big.
It's gotten
but
bigger.
It wasn't
it's gotten bigger over
like,
the years.
Okay,
it's not like San Diego Comic Con. San
not
Diego
at all.
Comic Con chain. People travel.
I'm gonna go to PAX.
Yeah, me too. But they travel across the country because they have huge cosplay tournaments at fucking Phoenix.
I would dress up if we went.
That'd be dope. Nigga, put that shit out, man. That going right at me, bro. Just put it in. Put it in the hole!
Okay, Phoenix Comic Con is so. Guest stars. Okay, first off, Robin Lord Taylor, Penguin from fucking Gotham's gonna be there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yep. He's dope.
I Adam like Savage from Mythbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Pee-wee Herman's gonna be there.
I could skip on him. He seems like a child molester.
He's not. He just jacked off in a theater and got in trouble.
Yeah, he never molested nobody. He just whipped.
He just
kind
of seems creepy.
Okay.
He's Ray Park, always seems creepy to me.
Darth Maul's
that character though.
Darth Maul's gonna be there.
Wait, what?
Fuck about
Darth Maul.
Really?
Jeff Goldblum, of course.
Eat your heart out.
George Takei from fucking Star Trek. This is a big lineup for Phoenix Comic Con.
Well, when we went, Stan Lee was there. We just
couldn't afford chick, to... the black chick from fucking Star Trek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another Star Trek guy. Greg Land, he's a comic creator for DC and Marvel. Also another comic creator. Christopher Priest, Black Panther artist.
Hmm.
Wendy Richard Pini, you guys don't know these people, but ElfQuest was a fantastic comic.
Sounds like an MMO.
Also, it is an MMO, actually.
That's fucking epic.
It's not on here.
That
it's
wasn't
it's
planned.
It's May 23rd and 26th this year.
Mm-hmm.
23rd to 26th. Okay. It's a Memorial Day weekend. So a VIP pass is $350. But a full event membership, I'm sorry, it's for the 3 days is $75, but still.
$75 for three days of a convention.
But
is
we
not
can just
bad.
We can just go.
We went one last time. We'll go two. We can go two.
Saturday and Friday is $45 and $30 for each day.
How much?
$45 for Saturday, $35 for Friday. So we can go Saturday, Sunday.
What's the date though?
May 23rd to 26th. It's Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, I'm sorry.
Send me that date so I just remember that date. Because I don't want to use my phone while it's over there and screw up audio.
But I'm really down to go.
That'd be dope. I want to get the Mythbusters guy because I've seen a lot of his stuff. You know, I like that guy.
Right.
I'm trying to see if they post anything on this FutureCon.
Plus, it's always dope to see other people, what they come up with.
They're doing in Sun Studios of Arizona, Tempe this time.
Tempe.
I saw a guy with a dyed purple... No, it was a... wasn't purple, I'm sorry. It was orange. Super orange beard, and it was like... Like, say if yours got longer, like literally how it's all set up right now, but just like enough for it all to slightly go over. And he dyed the whole thing orange. And he goes... I'm like, I looked over at him when I'm wearing, I'm like your beard. And I, because my voice sound friendly. I wasn't being friendly. I was being sarcastic as a motherfucker. And I love it, because I get away with it all the fucking time. And he goes, yeah, thanks, dude. I like yours, too. And I'm like, thanks. I'm like, I know you do.
I know you're stupid.
Well, I'm at work, you kidding me? How many guys do you see with two braids hanging from their fucking face that actually don't look bad? They might look bad, but the braids are done well.
I think I'm gonna shave my face.
Don't be a bitch, dude. They didn't said shit yet. Just trim it up. Trim this right here.
We can clean it up. I'm telling you, we can make it work.
And then this right here.
Shane has like little buzzers.
I can shape it. We can make it work.
Use the buzzers to make it work for me later.
Like, we told, can we not? Like, it's manageable. We can
I'll let
totally...
it charge tonight so it's got a full charge, and I'll
so
do it for you tomorrow.
It should have enough.
It'll have enough. Yeah, it won't have enough right now.
It'll have enough just to do a little.
No, it won't. You don't want it? It won't. Last time I used
it,
I was dying.
You want to clean it up all the way, not do a half-assed job.
Go put it in right now.
Oh, yeah, I gotta fucking find the charger and shit. We're doing the podcast.
I do it tonight!
Hello!
You made the dogs bark. God damn it, Gerald.
It is a Sunday night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what?
It's okay. I'll do it for you. Just wait. We got time. We just got to get through like another 30 minutes.
Fuck the bitch in the clip.
20 minutes. 20 minutes.
West Side motherfucker.
And we'll go watch a movie or play a game or whatever the fuck we're going to be doing.
Paladins. I want to lick Paladins' ass. It's such a good game.
And it's easy as
I'm so good at it. You don't even know.
If I play with a damage character, I would demolish.
But I am so good
at I want that to win game. Too much.
I am so good at that game. I don't think you understand how good I am at this game.
Did I tell you?
That I'm good at this game?
This was the game that my cousin was playing when he was when he started doing his Twitch. And he was actually doing
tell really well. Tell him let's play together.
I'll have him out.
We have PC.
Yeah. We actually could do that. And I'll tell you what, he's got a gang of his own, and they're fucking good.
Hit him up.
After. If he's up, motherfucker. Wait, is it college season? They out yet? No, it's back to school, right? No.
I don't know. I haven't been in school for fucking 4 years.
It's April. It's spring break.
I haven't been in school for five.
No. It's almost. It's April 1st is tomorrow. That's so right. I'm still in school. Everyone's in school.
School for 6 years.
To be honest, I miss school.
I don't.
I did. Because it gave me solid, like, wherever class I was in, it's like, that's all I gotta learn. I just gotta know this shit.
I don't miss school.
My favorite class I ever had, my favorite two classes I've had was when I transferred to Colorado, went to Fruita Monument High School. I took debate. Oh, I was so good at debate. I loved debate. Good. It was funnest class I'd ever taken because
we'll go grab a beer.
You literally could just sit there and, I mean, the teacher would encourage you to sit there and she would drop something in there, and yeah, she would encourage the class to just sit there and go at each other. It was fun.
She baits you guys into a debate.
Yes, it was great. It was so great. It was my last class of the day, so it was like a good. It ended my day perfect because you know you have all these shitty classes, and then my favorite class was at the end, and it was just a bullshit class. And then I took sociology for a semester. I liked that too. That was pretty cool. That's when I got to see that like that documentary on the boy that got lost in the woods. It was like a feral fucking child.
Raised by wolves.
Yeah, but that's story. Yeah.
We should watch.
They went like they went in depth though into you know how.
When we go in, we should watch Dance of the Wolves.
No.
Why?
No. Putting my foot down. I will not sit there and watch that movie. I'm sorry.
No sex.
Okay. No movie.
You'll fucking stand on this and not watch that movie?
Hey, Jeremy, look, I have cotton mouth.
What did you just put in your mouth?
Omeprazole, baby. Ain't gonna get none of that heartburn tonight. I almost forgot to take it today.
Are you sure he's not taking your Omeprazole?
It's mine.
This is in the I literally bought the three pack. The
yeah.
They're on the complete opposite corners of the cabinet.
Trust me, I know how to keep my soup separate. I kept it in the three container box until I got to my last bottle. So that way that we would just keep our own, you know.
I need some satisfying stuff right now because I can't watch people being on the top. Oh my god. Jeremy. Did I break it?
Nope.
I can't watch pimple popping videos.
Let me see. Damn near like scrub. Why don't you have your band on?
Here, I'm gonna give him mine.
I tried. It's a bitch to do because of how it like is. Grab that one over there.
You're talking about? Look at it. Look at Shane.
Oh, you actually gotta get him out. Fucking Jeremy.
This is literally the first class I ever broke was the other day. You've broken how many?
Like two.
Exactly.
Bless you.
Who sneezed?
The dog.
I don't say bless you. She's
yes, I do. You don't have to. I have to. Because this is the Elabella.
So,
hi, Elabella.
Have you ever played Fable?
Oh!
No.
Oh my god. New idea. Games we haven't played.
But yeah, I'm gonna be like, yeah, completely out of that conversation.
We could we could convince you.
That's gonna be really hard to do because I have a hard time sitting there being able to focus on something like that.
I'm just fucking with you.
Hell no, I can't.
Anniversary HD edition of Fable 1.
Dude, those are such good games.
No, but I've even told...
Number two is my favorite of them.
I've even told you, I would love to find a game that I could completely immerse myself into. But I haven't found one like that for myself yet. Skyrim. I just haven't found one. I also haven't tried. I will say that. But I still haven't.
In all fairness, I haven't tried.
You know the new Skyrim game that's coming out? Tamriel or whatever? Or I forgot what it's called. But,
Elder Scrolls.
The Elder Scrolls grandma is going to be in the game. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
She's a Twitch player. She's like 85 years old. She has millions of subscribers, and she plays Skyrim on Twitch. She's like super into Skyrim. She's an old lady. You know how clean that is. But
basically,
they're going to immortalize her in the video game. The new Elder Scrolls game.
That's what's up. I want them to put that weird guy in there that always interrupted interviews. You know, they're like, so, you're over here at this opening of the satanic goat statue, and he's all, I don't know. Like, I want him to be in just one day to pop up in Anthem.
I don't know.
Jeremy, you know when that annoying ginger guy in Anthem that waits between the two doorways? And for the longest time, he just walked past and motherfucker just talks to you. He'd be the same way. You go over and talk to him and he goes, I don't know. Bro, he was glitched out like a motherfucker. I got on once and he was outside the second set of doors going in. And I was like, is the AI communicating? Because he does not move from that spot. And he wasn't moving. He was standing there.
I went through that doorway one time. He wasn't there at all. I couldn't find him anywhere.
And he was standing there and he was looking at me.
Actually, he was in the bar.
Fucking scare the shit out of me.
Yes, you're home all the time. Literally, all day, every day.
We have a lot of games shared between the two of us.
You should turn the Xbox on and start playing Skyrim.
I know it sounds so stupid, but I feel so guilty.
Sarah,
doing anything other than paying attention to my child.
Literally, when you still worked and I got home, I would go home after dropping off for work, change Lily, give her a bath, give her some food, start playing my game, and play the game until I have to go get you.
Well, okay, I honestly think it's just because now that's my my full-time job. I don't go anywhere else anymore, so I feel like that all the time I'm always in.
Work mode.
But I'm just saying that's what I've turned into. That's just what happened.
You give her a tablet, put a movie on, and she'll leave you alone, and she'll come in there and be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You playing a game? You playing a game? You say, yeah, maybe I'm playing this. And she'll say, okay. And she'll leave me alone.
That works for you. She'll come in and she'll invade your space. She'll get on
top.
She
invades my space. I just tell her, baby.
Yeah, but you're a lot bigger than her when she's sitting on the couch.
What you guys gotta do is just tell her, I'm playing a game. Now go play. And you can
tell her, we've done that.
I just feel like it.
She just defies you because you're the uncle and she can defy you. That's what she feels.
I don't ever want to use a stern voice with a child. That's not mine.
But you use an annoyed voice.
I can't help it. It's because I get annoyed. I get annoyed. I can't help. I have a short...
Just calm. That's why she says, listen. Just calm down and say, no, listen, I'm doing something. And
remember
she'll go.
Remember when she was smaller and Jeremy used to just constantly just get irritated and she would never listen? We used to tell him the exact same thing we're telling you right now. Yeah.
Just to get a reaction is what
we're just
saying.
Still calm and just... No, just stop. It should go away. Like, when she's behind me, I don't get her time. Like, Lily, go. Just go. And all I do, just go. And she listens. She irritates. She picks those buttons. She knows how to push everyone's buttons in this house. That's her job. She's a 3-year-old child. She knows how to push the buttons.
She pays attention to nothing but us.
Yes.
We are her everything.
I know.
So.
I love the little kid.
Everything.
She was fucking destroying me earlier when you were doing that shit on my back.
She was all over you.
She's like, what are you doing to my dad, man?
Well, you should have had her walk on your back.
I should.
She's a solid 50 pounds.
You should hold her hand tomorrow and let her walk on my spine.
I bet that would do wonders if she walks straight.
She might try and jump a couple times, but...
Bella, hey. Walk on my back.
She's like, what, Mom? Babe? What do you need from me?
Just throw it in my mouth.
Wouldn't that be sick, though?
Throw it. Still caught it.
No, I didn't.
Sorry.
He fumbled.
It was my fault.
See you later.
I wouldn't suggest that.
Not this one. You will burn your face.
Yeah, try it with smoke.
Try that.
I've done it.
Do it. Yo, yours is a RDA. Oh, that hurt.
That burns. They
here you go, Jamie.
Out.
That's your nostril. It's because it's actually kind of pleasant.
Pretty much your nose, you know? Nasty bitch.
She's like, let's try the other one. Maybe I'll get better taste.
So what time are we at right now?
We are approaching an hour. We have 10 minutes on the dot.
We should end it here. I think we did good. We have an idea. We laid out our idea. We talked about some random shit.
We laid out an idea. Not much brainstorming, but an idea. All right. Well, y'all, it has been fun. Stick around if you enjoyed what you heard, and
have a good night.
Have a good one. You know, fucking bye, dude.